thing it is to be able to talk and preach concerning that story. Welcome, everybody. We're happy that you're here, and we pray and ask God to continue to bless us in all that we do, and we certainly want to continue our prayers on behalf of all those that are sick in the congregation. Vacation Bible School. God here this morning opened up the door. I didn't know if I was in the right place back there. I'm telling you what, the lot of people spent a lot of time and effort to decorate those rooms. And if you haven't seen it, as Jeff has already suggested this morning, I hope you'll go back and observe it. And let's all really work hard this week to have a wonderful Vacation Bible School. Appreciate the good prayer this morning, the singing, and the reading of the Scriptures. Have you ever thought about a child born that could never walk? That's the center of what we're talking about. Here was a man, now a full-grown man, over 40 years of age. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 3 that here was this man that was carried. Now imagine that. Over 40 years of age, being carried and laid down at the gate of the temple. And why was he there? To beg for help. To beg for alms. And as people came by, they observed him. They saw him. They could testify. He was the man that had never walked, even from his mother's womb. Now over 40 years of age. And you remember how that Peter, when he looks up at Peter and is asking for alms, and he said, Peter said, look on us. Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, give I to thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. What? Talking to a man that's never walked? Yes. And Peter stretched forth his right hand, took him, and they lifted him up. And his ankles and his legs got the strength that they needed. And he was healed. And what did he do? He jumped up. He leaped. He was praising God. And the people saw and indeed could say, there's a miracle that has happened. And no wonder then what follows in chapter 4, as Al read. No wonder you read in the Word of the Lord where these people are not very happy with Peter and John. They don't want them to preach and teach. They don't want them to do any more miracles like this. And they're doing everything they possibly can to stop it. But there's a verse now that Al read for us in the midst of those verses in verse 12. Here the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Peter made it very clear. Salvation is something that everyone needs. And notice that he says, there is no salvation in any other. In verse 13, there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among the mortals or men by which we must be saved. And I want to really drill on this one point. And that is, Peter's not only saying that Jesus saves, but he is saying very clearly, he is the only one that saves. Let's look at that this morning for our lesson. Thinking about salvation, what it is, why we need it. Back to the Bible. And look at the purpose of salvation. Number 2, the place of salvation. And number 3, the plan of salvation. Friends, I tell you what, we want to do everything we can in this Vacation Bible School this week to tell people what they need to do to be saved, that they may be able to have and see why salvation is so important, and to know where they can find that salvation, and to know the plan that God has given for that salvation. Number 1, What is the purpose of salvation? Well, all of us recognize immediately it is to bring about the unification of man with God. Sin entered the world, Genesis chapter 2, 16 and 17. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Sin separates from God. In Isaiah chapter 59, 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and what? Your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. What is the purpose of salvation? To bring about the cleansing of sin. To bring about the reconciliation of man with God. Because sin separates man from God. And guess what? The Bible says we all have done it. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. You remember when John was writing in 1 John chapter 1? He said that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if any man say that he has no sin, he has denied the Father. And why? Because the Father says that he is. The condition of mankind shows us the reason, the purpose of salvation. And Paul writes in Romans 7, verse 24, Paul said, O wretched man that I am! O miserable creature that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Let's eliminate some things that cannot bring about the redemption. Number one, riches. A beautiful passage in Psalms chapter 49, verses 6 and 7. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. That cannot make it. To bring about the reconciliation of man with God, there's no amount of money that an individual might have that can bring about that reconciliation. And you know what? You can offer now all the blood of every animal on this earth. That will not bring about the reconciliation of man with God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4 makes it very clear. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Never has been and never will be. That doesn't bring it about. And we cannot bring about the reconciliation with God through our own works, devising them, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2 and verse 9. And let me suggest to you that just like Jeremiah 10 verse 23 says, that we cannot find redemption through man's works or invention of man's devices. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. It can't be done. You need something. You need a place where you can find that redemption. It is Jesus Christ who redeems us. He was willing to make a blood sacrifice of himself for your redemption and my redemption and for the ransom that was to be paid for the sins of the world. It's the place of those that are redeemed. In Romans 3 verse 24, Paul writes, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is the people who find that redemption who is found in Jesus Christ. In Titus 2 and verse 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. And I suggest to you that the propitiation for our redemption is found not in the blood of bulls and of calves, but by his own blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, who entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Yes, the price of that redemption was so great. Peter writes about it and describes it in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Yes, the purpose of salvation is to bring about the reconciliation of man with God. It's through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that leads number two, the place of our salvation. In Acts 4, verse 12, we read, neither is there salvation in any other. You take any person who's done a lot of good, that person cannot save you. I want to suggest to you this morning, beloved, that the only place is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're saved by Him and by His authority. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus said, all power hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. He had the right to speak. He has that authority. And only in Him is the place of salvation. When one is saved, he is in Jesus Christ. There's no condemnation at all for those who are in Him. Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine being able to know now that you are a friend of God? That we are in the family of God? We, God's people, who at one time, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul writes in Romans 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We're no longer seeking to please the flesh. We want to do what? Serve the Lord, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The love of God is where? It's in Christ. In Romans 8 and verse 9, Paul writes and he says, I am persuaded that not height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ, in the body of Christ. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Not only is that true, we're set apart, sanctified, and become children of God in Christ. Paul wrote unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified, how? In Christ. Where's the place of that sanctification? It's in Jesus Christ our Lord. Called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. We always are able to triumph in victory in Christ. Why, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. When you're in Christ, you're going to win the victory. When you're in Christ, things are going to work out well for you. Why? You're in Him. Not only is that true, we're made new creatures. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Where? In the place where Jesus is. In Jesus Christ as new creatures. Our reconciliation with God is in Christ. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, 19, to wit, that God was in Christ. God was where? In Christ. Reconciling the world unto Himself. That reconciliation is found in Christ. That's where you need to be. And if you're not, you can be. For in Christ, we find being reunited with God. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us that word of reconciliation. We read then over and over, look what else he said about liberty. In Galatians 2 and verse 4, he said, "And that because of false brethren unawares, brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage." Where is the liberty? Freedom in Christ. No wonder the power is in Christ. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 1, 19 and 20, "And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward, who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places." Paul writes about the eternal purpose that was made known, and it was all made known through Christ. In Ephesians 3, verse 11, "According to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Find rejoicing where? The rejoicing, the place of that rejoicing is when you're in Christ. "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." Oh, it's just so full, the Bible is. With regards to the place of salvation and that place being with Jesus and everything that you need in this life and for the hope of that is to come is found where? In what place? In Jesus Christ. "Thou therefore, my son," Paul said to Timothy, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Why? Because that's where salvation is. "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake," 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10, "that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." That great salvation that is in Jesus Christ. And then to sum it all up, in that place, Jesus Christ. Where Jesus is, look what He has to say. "All spiritual blessings." Not some, not a few. He said all spiritual blessings are in Christ. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Purpose of salvation, unite us, reconcile us. Where is the place? It's in Jesus Christ. Every spiritual blessing is found in Jesus Christ. When you're in Him, you're in His body. That one wonderful body. "So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another." When you're in Him, He hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head of all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. In Him, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. In Him, and He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. Colossians 1:18. In Him, 1 Corinthians 12:12, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." And then Acts 2:47. "Praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved." Oh, I hope this week, every day of our vacation Bible school, when the word of the Lord is preached, when people come, they will hear, they will listen, and they will obey. The Lord's church needs expansion. Everyone needs salvation. And the Bible says, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The purpose, redeeming us. The place, in Jesus Christ. The plan, and I asked Matt Taylor to borrow the following PowerPoint and the lessons. Look at it. that plan? How many of us we seem mad with that little children's class on Sunday night? Teach these children that wonderful plan. Ah, the plan of salvation is to get in Christ. We know where He is. And He's open up as the gospel is preached to all. Yes, to hear with your ear. So then what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Believing? Believing what? What we hear about the Lord. For if ye believe not that I am He, Jesus says, you shall die in your sins, and nobody wants anybody to die in his sins. Changing, turning, repenting. Then Peter said unto them, repent. To whom? You people who have killed the Son of God, verse 37. And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Ah. And then with your mouth, make confession. Confess to God that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus makes it clear. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever, listen to him, shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Young people, middle-aged, grandma, grandpas, where are you this morning? And then be baptized. Why? For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That, my friend, tells us the plan to get in where Christ is the place to bring about your reconciliation with God. And no wonder then he says, remain faithful. Don't give up. Live faithful lives to the very end. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Are you saved today? We've answered the question that Peter mentions in Acts 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Don't ever forget, Peter's not only saying that Jesus saves, but he's making it clear that only Jesus saves. No one else. Your mama, your daddy, no one else. Only Jesus. Husband, wife, no. Man with all kinds of riches, no. The answer to the subject of salvation is that all sin and are separated from God by sin. And to find the forgiveness of that sin, look to Jesus. For in Him and in His kingdom, the body, we have all spiritual blessings. How many of you in this building need to come forward? How many of you in this morning need to be baptized? Here is water. What does hinder you from being baptized? Are you sure about your salvation? We can only be as sure as what you know the Word of God says. And if you have obeyed it, why not this morning then remember the words of Peter? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But salvation is found. We know why we need to be saved. We know where salvation is. And we know now the plan. It's up to us to accept it and obey it. If you're subject in any way, if we can help you, won't you come and obey the Lord while together we stand and while